You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Very serious.
Oh my God, we're back. It's the Mandatory Samson Podcast. This is your boy, Chris. I don't like the way I started that. That's fine. Andy's giving me a weird look. Andy's here.
Whatever, man.
Joey's fucking here.
I'm here.
This is very cool. We're back for the fourth episode of the Mandatory Samson Podcast. We love everybody's comments. We love all the tweets. We love the amount of people that are listening.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
We appreciate it so much. We got an email, actually, and I give the email out. You guys feel free to send comments or whatever, mandatorysamson@gmail.com. A listener who comments all the time, tweets, is, I think, a big fan of the show, Christina. I'm not going to say her Twitter name or anything. Maybe she'll tell me I can do that eventually. She sent in an email a couple weeks ago. We talked about the cannibal cop.
Yes, we did.
She left a comment on our SoundCloud at one point saying that she went to high school with this guy.
Yeah.
And, oh, what is this? We just got a food delivery from little Joe Harari. We love it. Oh, he just told me to suck it. All right. She sent us an email because she went to him, and I was like, please give us any information you have about the cannibal cop. Yeah. So I'm just going to read her email real quick because I thought it was funny. She says, fellas, I heard you ask for more info on the cannibal cop. He went to my high school, but he's older than I am, so my brother was in school with him. He seemed totally normal. No one had a problem with him. He was an average person. Everybody was completely shocked when they found out about this. She says that he went to it was a pretty strict, formerly all-boy Catholic school in Jamaica, Queens.
Uh-oh.
Which, yeah, exactly, right? A little bit of repression going on there. We know what that's about, Joey. It's why we jerk off constantly now. She says, my favorite detail about this guy was from his OK Cupid, his favorite listed food. It was one of the things he said he couldn't live without. Quote, I'll try anything, and I'm not picky at all. She says, so that's poetic foreshadowing, right? That is hilarious. That couldn't be better. Yeah. That the guy that wanted to eat his wife is not picky at all.
Was it his wife or his girlfriend?
It was his, I guess his girl. I thought it was his wife, but either way.
Well, yeah, either way.
And then she says, best, Christina. Well, Christina, thank you. We appreciate you being a fan of the show. I love the feedback. It's great. She tweets at me sometimes. She'll tweet about my appearances on TFM, which is great, with Jared. So yes, thank you very much for being involved, and thank you for that excellent update about the cannibal cop. Real quick off the top, I just wanted to give a quick New York Rangers update. We're looking good. We're starting to get healthy. We're 6-4-2 right now. Big win last night in a shootout, or in overtime rather. And I like where they're going. Joey, have you been watching any of the games? Nothing?
I have not, no.
Okay, that's great. There's nothing too crazy to get into. Derek Stepan was activated off of injured reserve today, so I'm looking forward to him getting back in the lineup. And, I'll bring up the Rangers, I'm sure, at another time. I just wanted to say I like the way they're playing. And they played a game against the St. Louis Blues the other night, which they lost in a shootout. But that, if you don't watch hockey, that was one of the most, that was a very entertaining game from top to bottom. I didn't even care that they lost.
Oh, yeah.
Just quickly, how is Nash doing?
Oh, I love that you brought that up. Big Rick Nash. Rick, he is playing dynamite hockey.
Good.
He caught a lot of shit in the playoffs. If you go to my Twitter, you can probably see that I gave him a little bit of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a concussion earlier in the year last year.
Okay.
And he said that really affected his conditioning, number one. And number two, it definitely affected his ability to play physical and his desire to go to the front of the net, which is where you score goals in the NHL, particularly in the playoffs. He had interesting stat. He had 12 hits. Recorded hits in 65 games last year.
Okay.
He has 15 in the first 12 this season.
Oh, like wow. That.
So, so he's playing a much more physical game. He's going to the front of the net. He's got 10 goals.
Fantastic.
Him and Martin St. Louis, love him, are developing some really, really nice chemistry. So it's very fun to watch, and I feel very good about the Rangers. They're going to get healthy, and they're going to hit a stride.
That's
the Eastern
awesome.
Conference
you hope.
Is ours to lose, okay? That's how I feel about it.
All right.
Fuck the Penguins. So... Oh, you know what? Before we get into anything, we have a message from our sponsor. I appreciate Chesterfield Cigarette. Thank you very much for all your support, and we're going to play your commercial right now. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Oh, it's taking, my God, thank you.
Oh, come on, Chesterfield.
Unbelievable. I set that up perfectly, and it's taking forever. All right, here we go.
We can cut this out.
No, we're not going to cut it out. It's fine. People can know that I'm unprepared.
Okay.
Palace where the Chesterfield King is about to knight a loyal subject.
The flat side of your sword, King. Remember what happened last time.
Yes. Now, dost thou swear to enjoy the Chesterfield King, the king that has everything?
I dost.
Good.
And I dost appreciate Chesterfield King's big, big length, like, you know? And the smoothest taste and the smoothest natural tobacco filter of any king, because it's packed more smoothly by Accuray, you know what I mean?
Yeah, do I? And now, by this royal carton...
Arise, please.
I dub thee a true Chesterfield knight.
Every time. Well, if you like your pleasure big, smoke for real. Smoke Chesterfield, the king that has everything. Please.
Wow, that is a great ad. Look, the king, it's funny because the king accidentally cuts off his servant's head when he's trying to knight him.
Yeah.
They're talking about these Chesterfield kings. They're beautiful. They're packed in with the Ray technology. That's a legitimate
Accuray.
Thing. Accuray. I don't think Marlboro or any of those other piece of shit cigarette companies have something like that.
And they're extra long.
Yeah, they're fucking super long cigarettes. They're great. So go check out a pack of Chesterfield kings. They're the best cigarette on the market for my money.
Yeah. I wasn't really understanding all the different personas they were using in there. There was like a king, and then the guy about to be knighted was a hippie of some sort, it seemed like.
Yeah, there was a hippie. There was like a little
lion
tiger
smiling.
Yeah. But look, you know what? That's what you get with Chesterfield cigarettes. They're creative. They have a beautiful product, and we love that they're sponsoring the Mandatory Samson podcast.
We do.
So thank you guys very much. Joey?
And also, we promise that you won't lose your head over it.
Yeah. Oh! You won't get it because that's a bit of a visual joke, but I like where your head's at, Joey. Okay? So I don't know if you guys are paying attention. It was election day on the 4th.
Did you vote?
I didn't vote because I wasn't in New Jersey.
Okay.
I'm registered in New Jersey. I'm not registered in New York yet. And New Jersey always goes Democrat anyway, so it really doesn't matter. Although the county that I'm from does actually have a pretty like dumb Republican, Scott Garrett, who doesn't believe in climate change or evolution. It was just crazy shit. But anyway, it was election day, and the Republicans just like took over every level of government, which is going to be not a problem for me because I'm a white man, but definitely a problem for all minorities and women. So enjoy that, guys. That was a smart choice electing them. I did
couldn't be happier.
You couldn't be happier?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm a white man living in Fairfield County. Things are going to be on the up for me.
That's true. Yeah, your taxes are going to drop. You're just going to get to like run roughshod over everybody with your white privilege. It's
exactly.
Be amazing. So great. Great for the Republicans taking over. It's a disaster. Look, let me say this, because I guess I come across as like extremely liberal. You said your dad listened to the episode last week and his head exploded, basically.
Yeah, he likes to listen to the show and be supportive, but my parents love Joey a lot.
Yay!
That's a real easy way of being like, Chris, you annoy the shit out of them. That's fine. Everybody should love Joey, of course. I just want to say this. The Noam Chomsky, I forget what it was. I think it was a documentary called Manufacturing Consent, which is like 4 hours of Noam Chomsky just like talking, and he's a boring dude. Mm. But I really enjoyed the documentary. He's good. And he says that the problem in America, as far as our democracy is concerned, is that you have two parties of the same... Or there's two parts of the same party, basically, the Democrats and the Republicans. They're both business parties.
Yeah, it's basically just one agenda. It depends who gets in.
Yeah, exactly. And like one of them, the Republicans are 100% committed to that. And the other party is like 85% committed to that. And that's a real problem. So I don't want to say like, oh, the Republicans are in, things are going to get crazy. They're going to get a little crazier, but it's basically going to be run the same way.
Status quo.
You know, what we definitely need in this country, and I was talking to my girlfriend's dad about this, we need more than two parties. We need definitely 3, 4, 5 parties.
I completely agree with that.
Because 100%. Then you get different voices represented, like actually different voices represented.
Yes.
You might not have a third, fourth party that's as big as the Democrats or Republicans, but they have to form consensus then to form a government as opposed to just one or the other taking over.
And maybe in time, we hope within our lifetime, maybe we will see a third or fourth party actually get up there and gain as much power and
right. Well, to potentially get a seat
in
Congress, you know, that's what's really important.
Amazing.
Like
yeah.
I think it's only possible if you get corporate money out of politics. That's really the only way you're going to
probably
do it.
Yeah.
But that's something that I think would make a big difference. Anyway, so the Republicans take over, and it turns out that the 51st, just by coincidence, the 51st Senate seat they gained was this woman Joni Ernst, who's a Republican from Iowa.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it couldn't have been better. So I was watching for a little bit, and her acceptance speech was terrific. I brought a clip of this. She is the epitome of like what you don't want running the country. Like for me personally, this woman's out of her mind. And I'm going to put this to you guys. We're going to listen for a little bit. We could tap out whenever. This is like
okay.
But she has a particular quirk. And I'm going to see if you guys notice it.
Okay.
As we go. So this is Joni Ernst, who won the 51st Senate seat for the Republicans from Iowa. And she's a real nutbag. So let's see what she has to say about things.
Just a few minutes ago, I got off the phone with Bruce Braley. And, no, I congratulated him on running a phenomenal campaign. He was a worthy opponent. He was a worthy opponent. And he was willing to sacrifice to fight for what he thought was right. We didn't agree on much, but I do admire anyone who is.
Oh, you know what? Can I actually just pause it for a second? Back to what I was saying about the two-party thing. A point that I always bring up, and Joey can vouch for this because I'm sure I've talked to him about it a million times. When you hear the word bipartisanship
mm-hmm.
referring to the two parties, that means one party.
Yes.
When they both agree, that means we're being run by one party.
Right.
That's not what we want in a democracy. That's stupid.
No.
You need multiple parties to be able to diversify what the agenda is and have like minority voices heard. That's just the reality. So when you hear bipartisanship, recoil from that. That's not democracy. That's, you know, whatever. That's
monarchy.
Yeah, monarchy. I mean, I don't want to say dictatorship, but it's like you're being ruled truly by one entity
party.
As opposed to having multiple voices.
That's a great point.
Thank you. Continue, Joni Ernst.
Willing to stand up and fight for what they believe in. Yeah. Well, Iowa, we did it. We did it. It's a long way from Red Oak to Washington. From the biscuit line at Hardee's to the
That's
United
not really
States
a shout out
Senate.
To Iowa. Those are all over the country.
Yes.
But thanks to all of you, we are heading to Washington. And we are going to make them squeal.
Okay.
So this is a person that now has legislative power in the United States. And
which
she
is troubling, to say the least.
It's extremely troubling. It's stunning. We're going to make them squeal. I believe, and I'm just guessing because I heard this kind of like in passing, that she had some kind of crazy campaign video where it had to do with like a pig's dick or something.
Oh,
it's something
goodness.
Weird. I don't know what it was. I didn't really look into
yeah,
it.
It's odd.
But so I think that's what it's a reference to. But like,
oh,
what the
God.
Fuck are you talking about? Let's just keep listening for a couple more minutes. She says some dumb shit. And I want you guys to tell me what I'm referring to when I say that she has like a weird quirk.
Okay.
Thank you. This morning, I was voting in Red Oak, and as I looked around, I noticed that this is about as different as you can get from Washington, D.C. In Washington, politicians are more interested in talking than doing. They ignore problems, hoping they'll go away. But you know what? ISIS isn't just going to go away.
Oh, God.
The almost $18 trillion of national debt is not just going to go away. Our economic struggles aren't just going to go away.
Even though they are going away. The economy's yeah. getting better.
But okay, that, so can I just bring up her campaign that was a reference to real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so she grew up on a farm in Iowa
right.
as a pig castrator.
Uh-huh.
That's there, what, yeah, there that's you go. What it refers to.
So this sick fuck thinks that she likes to cut the cock of a pig off and then hear it squeal. She's like, I did it.
Yeah, and then even better, another quote. So when I get to Washington, I'll know how to cut pork. Whatever the hell that means.
It's like government extra spending that they throw in there. It's pork.
Yep.
Oh, she's a real cornball fuck. Plus, she looks like the stereotypical irritating white woman.
Yes, she does.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but boy, what I would give to get a crack under that pantsuit.
Oh, yeah. That sweaty blue pantsuit.
Oh, yeah.
Just the okay, let's, never mind.
Make
let's not
me
go
squeal.
Down there. Oh, shit.
And our problems gross. Aren't just going to go away on their own, but we can overcome them.
Okay.
Because this is the greatest nation in the history of mankind.
Really? I mean, we're up there, but better than Greece, Rome?
And there is nothing we can't achieve. We are going to do this. But to get there, it starts with new leadership. And that's what Iowa has voted for today. Yes.
Starting to pick up on it?
Laughing?
We've talked a lot in this campaign about Iowa values. Uh-huh. Honesty, service, and hard work. Okay. Knowing the value of a dollar and not to waste it. These are the values that our parents and grandparents have taught us. These are the values that my mother...
This story is insane.
Oh, God.
That my mother taught me on rainy mornings.
This is what I wanted you to hear. This
not with a lecture or a book, but...
Also, by the way, I fucking hate when people criticize book learning. Like, do you understand that the amount of information that you can gain from fucking reading is staggering? Like,
and yeah, how that's falling by the wayside in you know, these coming generations anyway.
Right.
And then to make light of it being like not a cool thing
right.
or not.
Lectures and books are for like liberal assholes.
I got my learning on the farm.
Yeah, exactly. cutting pig dicks off. Yeah. All right. We'll end after this story.
Goddamn
it's
monster.
Absurd. This is so weird.
With plastic bread bags. Wait. You see, growing up, I only had one good pair of shoes. And so on those rainy school days, my mom would slip plastic bread bags over my shoes to keep them clean and dry. You know what I'm talking about. Thank you. And you know what? It wasn't high fashion. But I was never embarrassed. And it worked. So it wasn't high fashion. And, you know, I wasn't embarrassed because every day when it rained and I got on the school bus, there were rows and rows and rows of other kids just like me with plastic bread bags tied to their feet.
Oh, boy, that is exciting. All right, I'm just going to stop it there. That's enough. You get the idea. Like, stop trying to be fucking folksy and relatable by saying that you had one pair of good shoes. Like, just,
yeah.
Come on.
And the whole thing about... So she grew up in a place where everybody was just like her.
That was
the gist of it.
Right, so let me get this straight. You learned the lesson from your mom. However, everybody else in your goddamn town had learned that lesson already because they also had the bread bags on their shoes.
Yeah.
It's just annoying. It's just like that irritating... Look, it's not just her. A lot of politicians do it.
Right.
But it's just this like irritating, unfunny like stand-up set that she's doing, which is like, you'll know what I'm talking about, right, ladies? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just annoying. And that fucking cackle is going to get old
God.
Quick. I feel like she's the new Michelle Bachmann.
You think?
Only time will tell.
Yeah, well, she's going to become somebody that they're talking about.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's definitely true. They're already talking about her.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, that was a clip from Fox News, obviously.
Yeah.
Just quickly, going along with this, this is an article I came across. It's called Meet America's Youngest Lawmaker. It's this chick, Sarah Blair. Who at 17, she's an average.
She's got a face on her.
Yeah, she does have a face. She's a West Virginia Republican state delegate. She won, actually. She's 18 years old.
Congratulations.
So yeah, I mean, kind of cool, I guess, as an 18-year-old that she's able to become part of the government. That's interesting. But what I do want to bring up that kind of ruins that whole thing is her legislative platform, and I'm trying to look for it. Here it is. She, like, as a 17-year-old, as an 18-year-old, you would think she gets into the, you know, a legislative body. You would think maybe she'd have fresh ideas. She would have... bring a bit of youthful enthusiasm to the thing.
New way looking at things.
Yeah, new way of looking at things. Turns out, no, and I feel like it's just kind of a waste of time. Why? Who cares if she's 18? She can be 60 years old. This is what this is what the article says. Blair is staunchly conservative, holding anti-abortion, pro-gun, and anti-gay marriage views. She's also a proponent of voter ID laws, and she wants to repeal a law in West Virginia that has led to unusually high gas taxes. So it's like, she's just a Republican dude. As an 18-year-old girl, it's like, well, what's the difference? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what? As a woman, why would you be anti-abortion? It's just like this crazy religious nonsense, right? Where she's anti-gay marriage, she's anti-abortion, pro-gun. Fine, you're from West Virginia. I'm sure they do a lot of hunting there, and I'm actually okay with people hunting. If you're gonna eat the food, you're not just doing it for sport. That's fine. That's a totally different ball.
Yes,
game.
It is.
And I think you hunt.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not big in my family, but I went to college in Maine at the University of Maine, and it was very popular up there, and I enjoyed I enjoy it. I do like it. I'm big into I'm bigger into fishing, but whenever I fish, I like to you know, if I can't eat it, I throw it back. And
right, well, that's how it should be. Yeah, I mean, I'm not like crazy against guns. I get it. I mean, although I don't think you should have an automatic weapon or whatever just for no reason, but. If you're going to do it for hunting. Joey, any thoughts on this?
So, Chris, do you think Blair was going to become the poster child of the GOP then?
Maybe down the road. I mean, I think they're definitely going to like pick up on that story. That's the thing. When you get all these like around election time, you start to get these like little stories and things that the media picks up on. And I think, yeah, she'll be interviewed on Fox and she'll kind of get around. The problem is, though, is that she's not the story's going to be because of her age. We should listen to her and we should respect her. But the problem is that her ideas are, you know, hundreds of years old, and it's like the same shit that you're going to get from anybody. You're going to get that from Mitch McConnell or whatever.
But
you know, so.
Do you think she's going to get respect because of her age?
Yeah.
Don't you think that would kind of work against her?
She'll get
a little bit. Do you mean respect or just like notice?
Notice and respect. I think from like the media in general, probably not in the actual legislative body.
Yeah, okay, you know, that's like what I wanted to clarify.
Yeah, no, it's going to be like a good old boys club there, and they're not going to respect her, which is stupid because she got elected.
Yeah,
but yeah, she'll. But the problem is nationally, she'll get attention for being this like, you know, young girl that's doing politics and blah blah blah.
Yep.
But her ideas are these like stupid, regurgitated, silly, outdated ideas.
So, do you feel she's being coached?
Ooh, that's a good point.
I don't know enough about her to say whether she's being coached or not, but I will say that obviously, well, her dad, I think, was in politics as well. So,
oh, really?
So I would assume that she's gotten this kind of her political ideology from her dad or, you know, from her family.
Mm-hmm.
And of course she's going to be coached, especially if she's on a national level.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. It just annoys me. It's like, well, what's the point? Why get in there? If a 17-year-old, 18-year-old from Virginia, West Virginia, gets in, fine. Maybe she has a couple of like religiously based ideas. I'm not going to like quarrel with you about that. But have some progressive idea. Like, you're a kid. You should be for women's rights. You should maybe be for marijuana. Whatever. You know, whatever. I'm just throwing things out there.
Yeah, but. Abortion rights. I mean, I guess that goes into women's rights. But one thing, and I know nowadays we make college education a big deal, and a lot of people can argue, you know, whether or not that is a big deal other than having the degree.
Right.
But I don't know. I guess it's kind of strange to me that this girl is going to be in politics and she only has a high school education. That's kind of off-putting to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Going back to that book learning.
Yeah, that fancy book learning.
The thing, yeah, I mean, that's a great point. I don't think necessarily you need to go to college to be an intelligent person, to be well-read.
No.
But at 17, 18 years old, she's not going to have the same life experiences as people that are a little bit older. She doesn't have that education. She doesn't have she doesn't have a wide range of ideas if she's just kind of accepting what she's been told her whole life, and now that's what she's running on. That's probably why she got elected. So, you know, it's a fair point.
And, you know, college education, you know, you can make arguments for or against it, but just the experience of going to college, and you know, you do learn different things and your eyes can be open to new ideas.
Yeah,
and I think that happens to a lot of people in college. That's when they start to explore and maybe leave the ideas, or maybe not leave the ideas that their parents or that whoever had raised them on, but they, you know, they start to get a new perspective on things, and you know, maybe that will happen to her, maybe it won't. I don't know if she's gonna go to school. Does she have the
She's in college, I think, now. I think I read the article, but she's taking a break for the legislative session. It's like 60 days or something. She's going to like, catch up on her classes and
interesting
fall and everything. It's a great point, though. It's like you don't have to necessarily drop everything that your parents told you or the traditions kind of that you grew up with or whatever.
Yeah.
But you're going to encounter different people that you don't normally encounter,
mm-hmm,
and you're going to have your ideas challenged. Like the problem, maybe that's, you brought it up. That's like the real point that I'm trying to make.
Yes.
About it. She clearly has not had her ideas challenged. She's
nope.
not interested in having those ideas challenged. And that becomes the problem. If you're just so set in your ways, you have a particular mindset and you're just plugging your ears and you're like, that's how it's done, because mm-hmm. that's what, you know, that becomes the problem. So it's really about having your ideas challenged. I think you're
absolutely
right. Yeah. All right. So anyway, so that's like a little bit of the fucking election day wrap up. This is something that we all talked about that we wanted to do it. And it, because the last week especially was a little bit of a drier episode. I liked going after John Coleman, but I think we it's important that we have episodes where it's not so much about trying to prove people wrong or whatever. And we
yep.
can do a little media criticism. This video, I'm sure people have seen. If you haven't, you are going to right now. It was a video put out. It's like a 2-minute video about this girl that was walking around New York City for 10 hours. And she got 100 cat calls, they said. And this video kind of like took off. And, I kind of want to have a discussion about it. So we're going to play the video now. This is, there's some like captions I'll read for you guys. But basically it's this girl walking around with her friend is filming with like a hidden camera. And people are catcalling at her. And she's attractive. She's like, you know.
I haven't seen it yet. I wanted to keep it fresh for the show. So
okay,
I'm
yeah,
excited
that's
to
perfect.
See it.
All right, so here we go. So I'm starting the video. She's now, it's a shot of her like, covering the camera.
She's all right.
10 hours of silent walking through all areas of Manhattan, wearing jeans and a crew neck T-shirt. Yeah, she's dressed modestly. It's just, you know. Okay.
How are you doing today? Smile.
Smile.
What's up, beautiful? Have a good day.
Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing? Somebody's acknowledging you. She said, "Thank you."
God says, "God bless you, mommy."
How are you this morning?
Have a nice evening.
Nice. Damn.
Beautiful. God bless. You're sexy. American Eagle.
Hello. Good morning.
God bless you. Have a good day, right?
That's creepy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's it's saying that this guy is following her, and he's been following her
for
4 minutes, just like kind of that's
like
that's,
walking next to her.
That
like,
goes beyond catcalling. That's a different story.
Yeah,
like don't fucking creepily just follow somebody around, because
no,
that's the threat. The threat I think that women worry about the most is that this guy could get violent or fucking rape her or whatever. It's like that's creepy, and you know you shouldn't fucking follow girls around. But we'll get into it after the video. And then the video ends with, it says 100+ instances of verbal street harassment took place within 10 hours involving people of all backgrounds. It doesn't include the countless winks, whistles, etc. If you want to help, please donate to Hollaback, a nonprofit dedicated to ending street harassment. I'm just going to say right off the bat, you're not going to end street harassment, so don't waste your money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, let's just be clear about that. You're not going to end street harassment unless you're going to, like, make sure that every single person on Earth is really smart and not an animal.
Yeah.
Know? Which, good luck with that.
Which, so. And... those, every single dude in that video was pretty much a fucking animal, it seemed like. But that's
well,
fine.
Here's the thing. Do you guys think that there's a different, because I do, and you know, I'm a guy, so I guess, you know, my cisgendered white male privilege is going to make me, you know, biased, I guess. But like, there's a difference between somebody going, hey, like, have a great day. Like, oh, hey, beautiful, than like the creepy dude being like, you should answer him when somebody says something to you. You know, like, that's creepier. I think there's like a worse value to that, you know?
Yeah, I agree. But why do you have to say, hey, have a good day, beautiful? Like,
you don't. Yeah.
You shouldn't be saying that anyway. Like, I don't know, man. It's just, it's very like off-putting to see that video. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Because obviously it's fucking tiring if you're walking around. Although it's unrealistic that you're going to be walking around the city for 10 hours.
Right.
Yeah. So that's unrealistic. But yeah, it's going to get tiring.
Yeah, of course. But it was just I don't know, man, that was a bummer to see.
Do you think that do you think any kind of interaction like that on the street with somebody you don't know is inappropriate?
I think if you were on the subway or something, or wherever, like on the street, and a girl also acknowledged you, like if you just kind of caught eyes and like you maybe were like standing on the street corner, like waiting for a light to change or something.
Right.
And like it was, because you can feel at times like when like it might be okay to just like say hi to somebody or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, you have like a connection with them for some reason. Yeah.
Right, just some like weird thing that you both pick up on. But to like just like yell to chicks, I don't know. I don't do that. And like I don't really ever think it's okay to do that.
Joey?
Here's my question. Apparently all these men in this video wanted to initiate a conversation.
Right.
What would have been a proper way? Because I believe one of them said, hey, how you doing? And to me, that's not catcalling.
Well, here's the thing. It's the reason, you're right. I mean, just saying, hey, how you doing? It's like, it seems innocuous. But the reason that somebody would be saying, hey, how you doing, is because the subtext is like, you're hot. Like, I'd like to initiate some, or whatever, you know, I'm attracted to you. Because they don't know her personality, right? They're just seeing her walk by. She does have large boobs, okay?
She
looks good.
And
she's
wearing
body.
A really tight shirt. But that, you know, that you can't like justify it.
Yeah.
You know?
I put a pin in that. I want to come back to that.
Okay.
But the, you know, yeah, I mean, because again, they're the only reason they're saying anything to her is because they're attracted to her and they're trying to like get her to talk. They might want to go on a date or, you know, whatever. But like, I don't know. It's a weird one because I you do watch it and you go, ugh, these people are fine. Like, get off her. It's like, it's annoying.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
at the same time, it's like, is it that big a deal for occasionally someone to like say, hey, what's going on? Like, because how do you then initiate a like, is it not okay to initiate a conversation with anybody on the street?
Yeah.
You have to be in a bar or you have to be in a library or whatever.
Right.
Like, where is it okay then? Like, where is that line drawn? Like, they're not saying that in that video. But it is annoying that she would be, like, harassed the whole time she's walking.
And, like, the ones where that guy was like walking next to her and was like, hey, you don't talk, like, what
that's
if I gave you my number? Like,
yeah,
dude, dudes like that I want to fucking
far.
punch,
right? Like, that's irritating. And here's the other thing. I wonder if it makes a difference to some, because obviously some women like being you know, catcalled at. I'm sure a lot of them don't, and there's a danger to it.
Yeah.
But you can't say that every woman ever, that's like, if she walks by and you go, oof, like, ooh, looking good.
Damn.
That won't brighten her day a little
bit.
Yeah,
somebody's going to like it, right? I wonder if it makes a difference if she was attracted to the guy. You know what I mean? Like, if it's a really good-looking, like, Ryan Gosling type guy that's like, oh, hey, beautiful, like, how are you doing? She might react completely differently than, like, these weirdos that are kind of following her around.
I think that's a great point. I think that's, you know.
All right, so it's like that. But it always gets painted as, like, this black and white thing, but it's not. There's got to be shades of gray.
If Ryan Gosling hollered at anybody, like, even at me, like, I would be like, that just made my day 10
times. We'd be getting
better.
Coffee right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So would you guys mock this up to the magic of editing? Because 10 hours is a long span of time.
But no, because you saw, like, I mean, what do you mean by that? Like, that it, you mean how frequently it occurred?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think there's probably something to be, it was 10 hours of footage, they said.
10 hours is an unrealistic amount of time to be walking around. So obviously to get a you know, 100 catcalls in 10 hours, it's like, yeah, but even if that was just it, you know, like if that was the amount that she got, that's a lot to be walking around to just be bothered. Like, she's got her own shit going on. She's probably thinking about, you know, whatever. It's just annoying to be harassed.
Yeah.
Plus, it's like embarrassing the way some of them are doing it, where it's like, he's giving you a compliment, you should answer. Fuck your mother, you know?
Yeah, dude,
and
fuck
she
you.
Can't say any. That's the bigger thing. She could, but there be a fear of her turning around and being like, go fuck yourself, like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
there is the aspect of violence could be perpetrated against her, and she doesn't know
yeah.
these people, you know, yeah, so that's the problem. Her recourse doesn't exist in that scenario unless it's a positive response.
Right.
She yeah. can't say, fuck you, leave me alone, or even politely be like, can you please stop? Because they're not going to stop. You know they're going to keep bothering you, especially yeah. if they're following you.
Yeah.
So that becomes the problem. You mentioned her, she had a tight shirt on.
Yeah.
And that's an argument that's made all the time where you can't, when it comes to rapes or sexual assaults, you can't blame.
Oh, no, I wasn't blaming her.
No. I want to have this conversation. You can't blame the woman for what she's wearing.
No, absolutely not.
I disagree to an extent.
I'm
not excusing. Let me say first, I'm not excusing a rape or a sexual assault.
No,
period. You shouldn't. That you're an animal, and I think I said it in the first podcast. If you rape somebody, you murder somebody, you're in jail forever. Mm-hmm. Bye bye. Yeah. We don't need you around.
Right.
That's a problem. However, there is a point where you can go, maybe because of the outfit you're wearing, you attracted attention, negative attention, maybe. That you wouldn't normally have gotten if you're just wearing, and I don't think she's wearing anything provocative here. She's wearing a t-shirt and jeans. She's yeah. not provoking it. But you've seen people walk around with their asses hanging out, even on Halloween.
Yeah.
I saw these chicks. They're walking around with like stockings and literally their asses are hanging out.
Yeah.
Like they look mm-hmm. like hookers and they want to look like that because it's Halloween. They're trying to get that attention.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that justifies them being raped or whatever, but like you're going to attract obviously a certain type of response that you probably wouldn't, you know, get if you were at a library or something, you know, dressed sensibly.
Right. So, like, so you're just saying, like, on like a Halloween as an instance, you understand how like women, if they're dressed like, you know, sexy and like basically next to nothing on Halloween, you understand more that like guys would be more likely to like catcall at them,
of course,
and stuff like that.
Of course.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not saying that it justifies it at all that you would be harassed, but like you have a little part in it, you know.
Yeah.
Like, come on, I think it's disingenuous to say that your outfit doesn't matter, because the other thing that people bring up about rape is that it's not sexual, it's about power.
Yeah.
And I disagree. I disagree with that, because if it wasn't sexual, they wouldn't be fucking you. Like,
well,
there are definitely ways to exert your power sexually, right?
Yeah.
But if it's not sexual at all, they would just kill you.
True. Okay.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Like, I see that point.
The fact that a rape involves intercourse or sex at all, to me, has to, at least on a 1% level, have something to do with sex and has to do with sexual attraction. Right.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to pretend that I can get into the mind of a rapist here and how that works, but I guess I could understand that a little bit, because why wouldn't they just kill you? That's obviously yeah.
right.
exerting power over somebody.
Of course, but it has a sexual component, so it has to do with sex at some level.
In some way.
You know?
Okay.
Joey, any final thoughts on that?
Not on that.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That video is just going around, so I figured we'd talk about it a little bit. It's an interesting thing. You know, it's like, leave girls alone if they're not interested. But at the same time, I'm sure that even relationships have sparked off shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's definitely true.
I don't know. And don't waste your money. You're not going to end catcalling. That's
no.
absurd.
Absolutely not.
You're just not. Because even as high-minded as people want to be about it, it's like you got to face the fact that there's human nature and people are going to be like that sometimes. You know,
yeah. It's just a bummer to see, man.
It's a bummer, right? But like, yeah, you can tell people don't do it. To teach your kid, don't yell at women as they walk by. It's weird.
And like,
but you're not gonna end it,
right? And like you said,
because it
think,
works. Sometimes.
You think there probably have been relationships sparked off that? Yes, maybe, but more likely the guy being like, "Hey, how are you?" Like, not like screaming down the street.
Right, of course.
Hey, like, dude, like, fucking save it.
No
like,
doubt about yeah. it. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Right. The more respectful ones are going
to
work.
And the funniest thing is I've had friends who like used to do that shit. And whenever they would do it, I'd be like, "Why are you doing that?" And they'd be like, "We'd right. be like, what do you mean?" And I'd be like, "When has that ever worked for you?
Yeah,
give me one example, because I've seen you do it 100 times. Give me one fucking example of when it's worked."
Yeah, absolutely.
And he was like, "Okay," and it's like, "Yeah, fucking save it, dude."
Right. All right. Well, I think we covered that. That was really good. I have another video here that I saw last week, and this one really annoys me. I feel like. I don't know why it annoys me, but it does annoy me, and that's why
Which
I wanted to play it. I want to talk about it. This is. There's an organization called Fuck Hate, and it's FCKH8.
Oh, God.
And it's a, I believe, a feminist organization, but it's like an anti-sexism video that they released of these little girls who are dressed up as like princesses and like blah, blah, blah. And they are cursing like truck drivers is the headline of it. And I, they make a couple of points in it, but I think let's just watch the video and then we'll talk about it because it's I don't know. This one just got on my nerves for some reason. So we're going to play it.
I almost like don't even want to see it.
This is the little girl's fuck it. Oh, you didn't see it yet.
No.
Joey did see it.
Okay.
Pretty. What the fuck? I'm not some pretty fucking helpless princess in distress. I'm pretty fucking powerful
and ready for success.
So what is more offensive?
A little girl saying fuck or the fucking unequal and sexist way?
Society treats girls and women.
It's our future.
So listen up, grown-ups.
Here's some words more fucked up
than the word fuck.
Pay inequality.
Women are paid 23% less than men
for the exact same fucking work.
And women who graduate...
I just got to pause there. That is what it is. If you guys watch this video, like, the girl... Like, okay, you're making a point about pay inequality and that women are treated bad. And, yeah, everybody should be treated equal. But it's the way that some of these little girls say this shit. Like, it's just the inflection in their voice or something that it's like they're not just being coached to say it like that. They're learning that, like, irritating kind of...
The most irritating thing a girl can do is what they're doing right now.
Right, and it's not cute. It's annoying, and you go, ugh, if that person grew up, and was behaving like that, nobody wants to hang out with that person.
No, nobody wants to be around that person at all.
And also, I believe them dressed all as princesses is over the top.
Well, that's all. I think this whole fucking video is over the top. Yeah. But you can see, you'll listen to the difference. Some of them you can see are just, they're probably like nice little girls and they're putting it on. Some of them you can fucking see this like weird attitude that you know that they're getting from somebody in their life. You know what I mean? So let's just continue watching.
That's great.
University with straight A's get paid as much as men who only got C's.
So bad grades
equal more bank
just because you're a boy?
Hello and hell no.
Pay up, motherfucker.
I shouldn't need a penis to get paid. Rape and violent. Fucked up fact.
One out of every five women will be sexually assaulted
or raped by a man.
One,
two,
three,
four,
five.
Which one of us will it be?
The one
so
in the blue dress.
How many more women have to get knocked down before society stands up and stops it? Here's a hot tip.
Society's going to stand up and stop rape. I'd love it. Maybe we should put all rapists in jail for the rest of their lives. But again, it's not an issue of people don't know they shouldn't rape. Yeah. Right? I mean, it's fucking... That's like a dumb idea.
I'd like to stop murders, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should let everybody know that murder's not good. Oh, wait. Does everybody already know that? Yeah. Oh, people still do it? Maybe because they're animals and we're never going
to
stop it.
Stop telling girls how to dress and start teaching boys not to fucking rape. We're glad a woman's right to vote is here.
But see, it's funny that we just talked about that because it's like, yeah, of course guys shouldn't rape girls.
Yep.
Also, girls shouldn't dress extremely provocatively and not expect to get any kind of negative response to that, particularly even from other women. How many times have you been out with a group of girls and they see another group of girls at the bar and they're like,
and
look at that whore. Yeah. Look what she's dressed out like. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. All right.
Quality's next step is walking to the car without fear.
Be pretty.
So here's the tricky thing.
Pretty, it's a compliment.
But here's how this focus
works to girls' detriment.
Society teaching girls that our bodies,
boobs, and butts
are more important than our brains
leads us to thinking
our worth comes from our waistline.
My aspirations in life
should not be worrying about the shape of my ass.
So fuck focusing on how I look.
And give me a book.
The continued sexism, girls and women's stale face.
Instead of cleaning these girls' mouths out with soap, maybe society should clean up its act. This is what a feminist looks like. Girls just want to have fun. Demental rights.
$5 from each shirt goes to kick-ass charities that are fighting every day to make the world more equal for women and girls.
Yo, bro, when you tell a boy it's bad to act.
Now they have this like little Indian kid in a goddamn, a little Indian boy.
Dress.
In a pink dress. God. Wait, it gets.
Like a girl. It's because you think it's bad to be a girl.
No, that's maybe true. Like, however, there's certain ways that men are, like, I would say that women think that men are supposed to act. And if they don't act that way, they're looked at as like a pussy or whatever. Yeah. It works both ways. It's just a distinction. Men and women, guess what, are different. Doesn't mean they should be treated unequally. But there's differences between men and women.
Well, and the best part about these videos that I love is that we're not supposed to do all, you know, like stereotype women and do all these things they're saying. But you notice they're saying this to all men. It's to everybody, because all of us are fucking animals, apparently.
That, like, that gets thrown around, I think, a lot, and that's like part of the problem when it gets, you know, online or on Twitter or whatever. It's like, I'm not offended by this. I'm not going to rape anybody. I'm not an asshole. I'm not catcalling people.
Right.
There are people that are doing it, and I'm willing to accept that that's who they're talking to. But, yeah, it gets annoying because they are generalizing.
They do generalize it.
So.
That sexist shit. Fuckhate.com.
Wow, whoever fucking made that video should be ashamed of themselves.
So you would call that preaching to the choir then, because I'm assuming the target audience they're trying to get wouldn't be watching it to begin with.
No. That's the opposite of what you're saying. If they're preaching to the choir, I agree with you. They are preaching to the choir. You know who's watching that video and going like, you go! Like, it's people that already agree with them.
Yeah.
Like, that nobody, right, if nobody that's going to be a fucking rapist or a misogynist or whatever you're going to call people is watching that video and going like, great point. You're right. I've been living my life wrong this whole time. It's like, are you insane? It's me. It is in a fucking echo chamber. They're trying to raise money for these groups that are going to go out and just yell into the wind. And nobody that disagrees with them is going to, their mind is going to be changed by that. It's just not going to happen.
Yep.
I don't know. That video just annoys me. I think it's funny that they have little girls yelling fuck, but like, they're just like bratty. It's like an annoying, and it's not just because they're girls. It was little guys
It would be annoying. That little guy at the end was annoying.
Yeah, very annoying. That
the
just
whole
like a
thing was just like enough to make my skin crawl. Like, I don't know. You could see my face throughout the whole thing. Like, I'm like upset now.
Of course.
That like,
that's a very like upworthy video. You know, where they go on and on about how they keep perpetuating this narrative of like the problem is that lack of knowledge about it or lack of education.
Yeah.
It's not. These problems don't exist because of lack of information.
Yeah.
We know what's going on. It's just difficult to, it's a societal thing. You have to raise people better. There's going to be little freak animals just growing up in the world that are going to be a problem no matter what. It's just you're just disregarding human nature and thousands of years of society. Do you understand that these have been problems forever, and no matter how many t-shirts you buy that say
it's
like
not gonna change
women just want to have fundamental rights, you're not going to change it that way. That's insane. And you're really not going to change it with these stupid videos that irritate even people that agree. I agree with you.
Right.
You shouldn't
I
be
agree
raped.
Too.
You shouldn't be treated badly. You shouldn't be paid the same. But you're annoying even me. And it's like, whose mind do you think you're changing by that?
Nobody's.
No one.
Not one goddamn mind. You're just fucking, like making a bad commercial. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's just off-putting.
It is off-putting.
That's all
right.
There is to it.
Absolutely. I don't know. Joey?
The only point they had to me was the paying quality, but that video is not going to change that.
No. And that, look, that's ridiculous, right? Everybody but that's another stat, though, that I guess is like a little misleading. But yeah, just women should get paid the same for the same work.
Yeah.
It's dumb. Like, that is stupid. We're all humans, you know? It's like, that's just ridiculous.
So then,
but that's a corporate thing. That's a workplace thing. That doesn't really have to do with society. That's, you want to complain? Go complain to Walmart about it.
So here's my question. When there was the vote about paying quantity, every single Republican voted it down.
Right.
Doesn't that seem odd to you?
No, it doesn't seem odd to me. I think it just fits in with their mindset. But that's what I'm talking about, where you get that 18-year-old girl from West Virginia. She's obviously Republican. Like, she's voting against, she's not only voting against her interests, she's trying to now have laws made against her own interests. That doesn't, it's mind-boggling.
Sense.
You know, yeah. I don't know. All right. So I think we covered a lot of these silly topics. I did want to bring up one more before we get to you guys. And then we are, everybody, going to play Depression Quest at the end while Joey gives a Gamergate update.
Yay.
We're going to see how long that'll last, that fucking game. We'll get into it later. I wanted to bring this up. Andy, you're a musician. You love music. You're really into it.
It's a nice way of putting it.
Well, what way would you put it?
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. The Taylor Swift just released her album 1989. And I read this article that says Taylor Swift was responsible for 22% of albums sold in the United States. All right.
Such a bummer.
I will say this. I do like that single. It's catchy. Like, I don't mind a little bit of pop music. Yeah, it's a catchy pop song.
I haven't heard it.
Oh, you never heard it?
No, I don't listen to like the radio.
Oh, it's like a pretty catchy pop song. It's pretty good. Okay. I don't have a problem with that.
I just like good music. It's a problem in my life.
It's funny. I knew you were going to say something like that. I pay attention to so much shit. I stopped caring about what kind of music I listen to like a while ago. I just can't do it. It's like, you know what? If it sounds pretty good, I like the way somebody sings. It's catchy. Great. That's what I'm listening
to. No, that's fine.
I can't. It's like I just can't be that strict about everything. You know?
And I'm actually not strict about it. I just have I have no problem admitting like you just said, like if I think somebody has a good voice or if I think they have a good song, then I'll listen to it. And I'm really, you know, not ashamed about that.
Right.
I'll listen to fucking some Coldplay songs and I can be into that.
One of those bands that got shit
everybody.
On so
oh,
quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because, like, yeah, you know yeah. how I know you're gay? You listen to Coldplay.
Exactly.
That's
like,
at the back.
But that's what happened to them. Coldplay has some good songs. I don't give a shit.
But,
yeah, Chris Martin's a pretentious guy.
Yeah.
Their songs are good. They have some good songs. It's
but
fine.
Just one thing that I want to bring up, and we were actually having this conversation. I was having it, I think, with my family or maybe friends, whatever. I just I would just appreciate it if some people would acknowledge the line between musician and entertainer. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay,
sure.
Like Taylor Swift and One Direction and Justin Bieber and all and Miley Cyrus, they're not musicians. They're entertainers. And
wait, can you say... I disagree with you. I think Miley Cyrus is... Miley Cyrus has one really good like country rock album in her, and I think in a couple of years she's gonna come out with something good.
Yeah, okay.
She has a phenomenal voice.
But if she... Okay, but a phenomenal voice. The other argument I have for that... Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra, they were entertainers.
Sure.
They were not musicians. They had phenomenal voices, but until Miley Cyrus, until I see her writing songs off a guitar or off an instrument of some kind and being in the studio writing her own songs or any of those people, basically any of the people who are popular now, if any of them are in a studio for fucking 6 weeks writing an album off of an instrument of some kind, then I will be happy to call them a musician.
But does that really matter, though? I mean, like, if you could write a song in 3 days, like, because then you're kind of discounting all of hip-hop, all of rap. Like, they can write a song in 1 day, and it's out.
No, I mean not a song. I mean, like, you put out an album,
right,
like, and you spend that time working out. Like, I feel like a lot of people don't understand the amount of time that goes into an album and
right,
to make
yeah, but I'm
one
saying, but
great.
I think you're justifying, like... I think the times are changing where it's like albums are kind of a thing of the past and we can argue whether that's a good thing or not. But I don't think the amount of time you spend working on something necessarily justifies whether it's...
Wasn't focusing on the amount of time. It was more the fact of somebody playing an instrument and writing songs.
Okay. Have you ever heard Miley Cyrus' cover of Jolene, the Dolly Parton song?
No.
It's really good. Joe?
See, my only problem is I feel there's too much business in music. Like, I would appreciate it if it was more of an art form. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do? The other reason I wanted to bring up this Taylor Swift thing, we have Shake It Off playing in the background. Don't sue us. The other reason I wanted to bring it up is she just recently pulled all of her shit off of Spotify,
mm-hmm,
which to me, and they're partly in this article, they're partly saying that might have to do with why she sold so many albums because people had to buy her music. I disagree with that. It annoys me because it's like she's of our generation. She gets the digital music mm-hmm thing. She understands it. She probably has a fucking Spotify account. It's like, how much more money, how many more albums do you have to goddamn sell? Put your shit on Spotify. Stop. Yeah, to me,
she's
I feel like
that woman.
I feel like she. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure it was her thought to do it.
Yeah.
Like that's against the culture. That's against the trend. That's against your own generation. I feel like taking your music off. It can't hurt you to have your goddamn music out there, even if it's for free, and they get paid for their Spotify plays. But the more people that hear your songs, the more likely they might be to buy
for
something.
Spotify.
Go to a concert. Whatever. You know. It's like, come on. Don't be an ass. I feel like that's an asshole move, pulling your shit
off
there, right?
Yeah, it is. You should just fucking... You sell enough... Sorry for saying that again, Chris. You sell enough
yeah,
albums...
I told Andy, I thought he said fucking too many times last episode, and now he's really mad at me.
I apologize. I didn't get mad.
You're just going to get eaten.
I was just kind of bummed.
Yeah.
But no, you should... At the end of the day, when you have a great career like she has... you should have your music up there for free. Let people listen to it. You know, you've made enough money. It's fine.
Still gonna make money. Okay, you sold a million albums. Now you sell 980,000. That like,
and
really,
you're gonna tour across the world,
which is where the money's made.
Right, and she, Taylor Swift, probably, I'm gonna guess, makes at least 175,000 a show. If you sell arenas out, you make 175 to 250,000 a show.
Of course. Yeah,
so do that times 100 tour dates.
Right. Yeah, like, no, absolutely.
You're good.
Because like, I liked when Beyonce released her album. She just put it out at midnight. Yeah. She's like, here's my album.
Yep.
Do that. Be more like that. Be like Radiohead, where they say, pay what you want for our albums. You know, shit like that. It's like, if you really believe in the music you're putting out, and that takes it back to what you're talking about, if you're a real artist and you're confident in the, you know, your fan base and blah, 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 you don't need to do these like gimmicky things.
Yeah. Derek Smith, who is Pretty Lights, that's his real name.
Right.
Every single song he's ever made is on his website for free.
Yeah, guess what? Awesome. I bet he's making money.
He's making great money. He's touring, and people, and he kind of does the same thing as Radiohead, where he says, you know, here's my music for free. If you can afford it and you want to support me, buy an album. You know, he makes vinyl albums too, makes CDs. Buy it if you can afford it and support me. But if not, you know, just come see me at a show.
Right.
You know,
and then that's really,
buy a t-shirt.
And that's
whatever.
Real. That's what's supposed to happen. Album sales are becoming a thing of the past, basically, where they don't matter as much as you go to a show, you expect that person to be able to replicate their music and have a good experience at the concert. That's what music is about. It's about the live performances.
Absolutely, so, man. It's about having a good experience.
Of course. All right. So that's it for me. I actually had a couple other like little topics. Maybe if we have just a second at the end, I'll bring it up. Doesn't matter. Andy and Joey, I think you guys both brought the same topic for.
Well, while we're on music, if we want to stick with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll just bring this up real quick. AC/DC's been having some problems lately, and you guys have probably heard about this, but. Yes. excuse me. AC/DC's drummer, Phil Rudd, is in a little bit of trouble right now, and he's been charged with attempt to procure murders.
What?
Yep.
Oh, like he got a hitman?
Assassin.
Yes.
I saw the headline. I didn't read anything about this.
So let me just sum it up real quick. Phil Rudd, drummer of legendary rock band AC/DC, has been charged with attempting to have two men killed. The 60-year-old drummer appeared.
Why? When? Recently?
Yes.
Yep.
Why? You're the fucking drummer
of AC/DC.
Why would? What are you doing?
Right. What's going on
what
in your life?
What is wrong with you?
The 60-year-old drummer appeared in a New Zealand courtroom on Thursday, facing a count of attempting to procure murder of two men. So it was only one count, but he's getting charged to try and get the two men murdered. Also charged with threatening to kill, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of cannabis.
Oh, okay.
So
there's drug problems going on. The meth plays a part in that. Yeah.
Plays a very big part, I would imagine.
I would assume that meth is the number one murderer drug.
Yes, I would assume
so. Like if you had to guess, right?
Yeah. So the names of the men he wanted killed are being withheld, like in what they have to do with them, what their relationship to him is. You know, who knows? They haven't released it yet. And the name of the potential hitman's being withheld also.
That's too bad. I would have liked to have known that guy's name.
Right.
Sparky Montgomery.
Sparky Montgomery.
That's just the name, I'm guessing. Peppermint Ozark.
Ozark. Those just sound like stripper names.
Well, you don't know. This guy's doing meth. Who knows? Maybe he went to a strip club and he was like, Peppermint Ozark, come over here.
Can you kill this guy for me?
Slip a dollar into your G-string. I'm going to procure some murder from you.
No, but seriously, if you're a drummer of AC/DC, why would you have to kill anybody?
It doesn't make any sense unless they like killed your daughter or something. Like, unless it's like some crazy fucking plot.
Right.
Just go away from them. What are you doing? You're the fucking drummer of AC/DC. I'm sure you got enough cash to avoid it.
Yeah.
This reminds me of the fucking idiot guy that started Pinkberry, I think. Started Pinkberry. It's something like that. He was walking around with his wife, and a homeless dude, like, catcalled his wife.
Uh-oh.
And he fucking beat the guy, I think, to death or, like, severely beat him with a fucking pipe. And now he's in jail.
With a pipe?
With a pipe.
Where'd he get a pipe
from? I don't know. He fucking picked up a pipe, and he beat the guy to death.
Jesus.
Or close to death. And, yeah, he's going to jail forever. It's like, you own Pinkberry.
Yeah.
You have a great
life. Don't do that.
Ignore it.
Yeah.
Do like
or just punch him in the face once.
Exactly.
Like,
what'd you have to go so crazy for?
Walk away.
It's a homeless guy. Just leave him alone. He's being crazy.
Yeah, and I think
take a lesson from crew neck and jeans walking around in New York City. Just ignore them. Ignore it.
And one thing we need to focus on is getting all these random metal pipes off the street.
That is a big
those shouldn't be out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are probably 90% of the time used as murder weapons. A random metal pipe on the street.
Yeah, unless
shouldn't
water's running
there.
Through a pipe, it's probably a weapon.
Yeah.
That's a great point, Andy.
So anyway, getting back to it, Rudd hasn't entered a plea. He was bailed out until November 27th. So I'm interested to see, because this guy has all kinds of money. I'm surprised they let him, you know, out on bail, as he's most definitely a flight risk. But
yeah, that's interesting. Do you think because he's so high profile, like if he goes somewhere, people are going to recognize him?
Maybe, but, yeah, but who's to say, like, he's the drummer of AC/DC. Do either of you guys know what he looks like?
I do not.
No,
know.
I don't. I okay. wouldn't be able to pick him out.
So,
of the lineup,
no. Right. So if he disappears to like Bali or like, you know, somewhere in India, you know, Bungalore or something, like who's to say they might not pick up on him?
That's but true. Anyway. And he should. Like if
yeah,
you
get
have,
the hell out
if
of there,
have
dude.
The means, yeah. You're going to go to jail. So
yeah, you're getting convicted on this. So get the hell out of there.
You might as well give it a shot. How old is he?
60.
Yeah, so give it a shot. Disappear. You're going to probably be in jail for the rest of your life.
Right.
For
get
it, so.
All, you know, as much meth and as much weed as you can pack into your bag and get the hell
that's
out of there.
That's my advice. Yeah, that's good advice.
Apparently, the max sentence is 10 years.
Oh,
so think about this. That's okay. 10 years of writing. He could be in the jail writing some nice shit.
Oh, the drummer's not right. He's fucking,
oh, come on.
He's doing meth. He's letting Angus Young do whatever.
Yeah. And
so it's only 10 years. Yeah, you know what? So, but you might die at 70. You're fucking a meth
only
addict.
10
yeah.
years?
Yeah,
have you ever even been in jail for a night?
No.
You're climbing the walls after that, dude. 10 years? You
yeah, I've
me?
Never done anything for 10 years. Except masturbate, I guess.
Yeah, I've gone to school for 10 years.
Yeah, that sucked. So I know what he's going through.
How old are you right now?
I'm 29 years old.
29. Okay. Yeah. So the past 10 years of since you were 19 to now, you would be locked up.
Yeah, no, that sucks a
that would
phenomenal
be awful.
Dick.
Yeah,
yeah
so
terrible.
Don't do that.
Yeah, so anyway, so here's our advice. I would disappear.
Yeah.
They gave
yeah.
you an out.
Just get the hell out
the
of
judge
there.
Was like, wink, wink,
yeah.
get out of here, buddy. So yeah, I would disappear.
With his that's back good. In black t-shirt on underneath his judge's outfit.
Back in black or gone in black? I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
Don't care
we'll
for
edit
it.
That out. Joey, you guys had the same topic. I forget what it is. What?
That was it.
Oh, that was the
that
same
was
topic.
It. Yeah,
okay.
yeah, yeah.
This is a good episode. I like this one. I think we should get some feedback on this. If you guys want to send any feedback, it's mandatorysamson@gmail.com. You can leave a comment on soundcloud.com/mandatorysamson. Go to the track, leave a comment. Or you could tweet us. I'm at mansamp.
I'm at @A_Losey.
And I'm at Joey from Jersey with a Z.
Jersey with a Z. That's right. So, Joey.
Yes.
This has been a recurring thing that we keep bringing up every week. I still have no idea what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Still don't understand.
I don't.
I have no idea.
I don't necessarily want to know what's going on. Oh, by the way, I'm just a little housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
I'm going to housekeeping. Yeah, I'm going to download the Jolene song.
Okay.
We'll close the episode with that.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I'll throw it in at the end if you guys haven't heard it. It's a good song. It's fun. Andy just gave like a really indifferent like whatever. That's fine. Gamergate, Joey.
Yes.
We talked about it last week. I guess we might as well bring it up again. We're just going to keep this shit going. While you're giving a little update, I'm going to set up Depression Quest.
Yay!
We're going to end with a little bit of Depression Quest.
That's awesome.
While Joey gives an update about Gamergate. I do want to say, guys, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Please go on iTunes, leave a rating, leave a comment.
A good rating.
Subscribe. Yeah, good rating. That would be greatly appreciated. Joey... Why don't you start? I'm going to get this Depression Quest stupid game up.
Oh, one thing real quick.
Yeah,
if New Wave Cafe wants to sponsor us, we really enjoy your turkey clubs. And
yes.
I've been trying to silently eat fries this whole episode, but I cannot wait to dive into this sandwich that Joe delivered like 20 minutes in. So
yeah, oh yeah, that's right. That was
New Wave Cafe.
New Wave Cafe, it's on between 78th and 79th and Broadway. It's right by Stand Up New York. Yeah, great turkey clubs. And I've had this like weird obsession with turkey clubs over the last like month.
Yeah, but it's
maybe I can
fantastic.
Eat turkey clubs for 10 years straight.
Maybe. Yeah.
If you're noticing the music in the background, that's the fun theme song of Depression Quest, which I have.
Yes.
Which has a David Foster Wallace quote. This thing is just
Who
a
was
nightmare.
He
was a writer.
Oh, okay.
Start the update here, and then we'll take a little break and we'll keep playing this game.
So last week, Annette Sarkeesian was on Steve Corbett.
Remind the buddies who this...
she was...
The buddies. Oh, Jesus. I had a Backyard Buddies flashback. Remind the
Samsonites
who this person is.
She was the one that raised all the money through Kickstarter about the feminist programs.
Oh, okay.
She's on Feminist Frequency, I believe is the name of the show.
All right.
So she was on Steve Corbett last week, and she virtually... push the feminist agenda without really talking about Zoe Quinn or the true ethics behind Gamergate.
Okay.
So
she's trying to turn it into her own thing.
Exactly, which is based in just for feminism.
Okay. All right. Let me just read this. This is so ridiculous. This is the Depression Quest game. It says, Depression Quest is a game that deals with living with depression in a very literal way. This game is not meant to be a fun or lighthearted experience.
Uh-oh.
So I then have to challenge the notion that this is a fucking game. Mm. Games are supposed to be fun and entertaining.
And lighthearted.
I would hope so.
What is this? What is this thing? All right. Anyway, I'm gonna make a mistake, and I'm gonna press the button begin.
There's no mistakes.
We're gonna play a little bit of Depression Quest. You press begin, it takes you to a page that has a couple of like sad Polaroid pictures, and it says, "It is early on a Monday morning. You are a mid-20s human being. You have a significant other named Alex, who you are rather fond of, that you have been seeing exclusively for the past few months. The rest of your social circle consists of a variety of friends and acquaintances, some of whom you met at your day job, which is a little boring but pays the rent. You'd like to be doing more with your life, as would your parents, but you're still in the process of figuring out what that means and how to go about it. Maybe in the case of Zoe Quinn, you sleep with a game producer." It doesn't say that. "You are also dealing with motivation issues that sometimes makes dealing with these things difficult. You feel like this is probably your fault. And on bad days, you can feel inwardly angry and down on yourself for being, quote, lazy. But you're not quite sure how you can break out of it, or how the other people deal with these feelings and seem so very functional. You spend a lot of nights fixating on thinking about this, but never seem to do anything about it other than lose sleep."
Aww.
"Next." Oh, this game.
How much reading?
It's already brutal. We'll get to this next step in a second. Joe, did you have another thing? You had something about Mozilla
Yes,
or whatever?
I did.
Go ahead.
All right, so Mozilla got involved in Gamergate. I'm just going to read the statement that was released by Mitra Baker. She's from the company's staff.
Okay.
"Dear Mozillians, as the computer environment and online life are changing, Mozilla is changing too. Sometimes that involves moving into new areas and working with new content and information, as well as code and products, like Firefox and Firefox OS. It's hard to do. We are making mistakes. Recent opinion pieces published in the Open Standard about Gamergate are a mistake compounded by our follow-up actions. The editorial intent of the Open Standard is to explore the world of open collaboration. It is not intended to represent Mozilla's opinion, but to be an independent platform where we invite people to have discussions around timely topics related to the impact of open systems.
Right.
Gamergate as a topic does not make sense for the Open Standard. As a new publication, we are applying our editorial guidelines for the first time. In addition, it's clear that our branding and positioning have not clearly established the Open Standard and Mozilla as separate entities, and we need..."
All right, I'm going to stop you. It's boring. I get it. So this Gamergate thing is like a fucking cancer that nobody wants on their platform. Because
yes.
It's...
So virtually Mozilla is trying to start a new like magazine, and they did a horrible attempt at trying to cover Gamergate.
Yeah,
and
of course,
bit him
because
right
it doesn't make
ass.
Any goddamn sense what this thing is. We cover it every week, and it's terrible. We don't know what the hell's going on.
I don't get it.
Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna read just this one more page of Gamergate, and I'll give you the stupid options that just basically, I would assume, just shows you how the whole game goes.
Okay.
It's mind-blowingly boring. This game. It doesn't make any sense. The next page is, "You've spent the past several hours at work. The past week or so, you've found your job motivation flagging more so than usual. You've been a fog, particularly all day today, simply going through the motions about realizing even that you've, without realizing even what you've been doing half the time. And yet time seemed to be moving at half speed. You're so checked out that when your boss approaches you to tell you that it's a dead..." What? This thing is poorly written. You know what? Forget it. I'm done with this. You're done. I'm done.
No, but I want to pick the option.
It's over.
Was that
I'm
it?
I'm done with that. That has to be the whole game.
No, that. But there's no game. It's just you read something
and then you pick an option.
Correct. And then what happens?
You read another page? Choose your own misery.
And then you just read another page?
Yes.
Apparently.
Yes.
What? How could that even be called a game? It's not a game.
Who cares that this chick got this shit produced? Who cares?
I hate her.
Meaningless. I hate her. I hate the people that are mad about it. I hate the guy that was willing to have sex with her for whatever reason.
Yeah, why would he do that?
Screw all these people.
Do you know how many people you hate right now?
I hate... Yes,
Joey,
that's a lot of people.
I hate all men. no, that game fucking irritates me.
That was mind-numbing. for the 30 seconds that we were on that page.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. That's why I wanted to play it, because I saw it the first day. I was like, there's no way that this is entertaining. Like, who's playing this?
The fact that did she make money off that?
I don't know.
I hope not. It was free on Steam, but there's always a way to make money.
Yeah, banging dudes.
Hi-yo!
Hi-yo!
I don't know, man. Do you understand how irritating that is? Like, that music in the background, it's like you just want to put a gun in your mouth.
Yes. You
that
game it.
Is... That should have been an option.
it might be later.
It's the last page.
Continue reading this insane nonsense or just kill yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a weird ending. I feel bad about it. I feel depressed. I do feel depressed. I went on a depression quest and I found it.
Yep. Well, thank you, everybody.
Yeah. Sorry about that, guys. Yeah. I think this is a good episode. I really love doing this show. It's great. And we're going to have a conversation in like a week or two about what we're going to do about Thanksgiving, Christmas, all that shit.
Because
it falls on a Thursday like when we record. So we'll have to figure out what we're going to do. We might just like skip a week, whatever. But we'll figure that out.
We won't do that.
Yeah, we'll have to figure it out. We'll just record on a different day.
We'll do my birthday episode.
December 20th.
Ooh.
What?
No. Yeah,
why? That's nice. Wish Andy a happy birthday, everybody, on December 20th. My birthday was this last weekend. Nobody wished me a happy birthday.
I did.
No,
Joey did.
I did not, actually.
Because it wasn't announced. Yeah, Joey, my birthday was November
2nd. I was a
day 2nd.
Late.
It was a Sunday.
And a dollar show.
Joey texted me at like 5:30 Monday, and he's like, hey, like, didn't want to bother you yesterday, but like, happy birthday. I'm like, why didn't you just call me yesterday? What's the big deal?
I don't want to bother you.
And then didn't he get mad at you about something?
Yeah, and then I was like, dude, I'm at work right now. I'm editing something. I'm like really busy. I was like, can I call you later? And he was like, fine. He got
and
annoyed.
And then what happened?
I don't know. What?
Didn't he like fall asleep or something?
Oh, yeah. Then I call him back later. He doesn't answer. And then he texts me the next day at like 11 o'clock. And he's like, hey, sorry, I fell asleep. It's like, nobody understands how difficult it is to deal with Joey. Like when you hear him on the podcast, he's prepared. He's here.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is to get him on the phone to talk to him outside of this hour and a half that we're talking? It's impossible. He's impossible. Or I'll call him at 7:05 and he'll call me back at 7:08 and be like, hey, my phone is on silent. Why? Why would your phone be on silent? You're awake. What is it's maddening. It's infuriating.
Maddening.
It's like my dad. My dad's a 60-something-year-old dude, so I expect him to not be around his phone. He doesn't understand technology. We're the same age, essentially. You're a month younger than me. Get it together. What do you have to say about this, Joey?
I like being eccentric.
You're not eccentric. You're just, like, irritating.
All right, whatever.
It's not eccentric.
You're not eccentric. You're just irritating.
Maybe that's the title of the episode. Irritating, not eccentric.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
or maybe no title. I don't know.
Who knows?
All right, we're rambling. Listen, we love you guys. Thank you so much for the comments, the emails, the tweets, everything. We really appreciate it. Keep listening. We're going to close down the show with a little bit of applause, and that's going to go right into Miley Cyrus covering Jolene by Dolly Parton. I really like it. And do you guys have anything else to say in closing here?
Nope. Just thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks.
could have your choice, man, but I